This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, Limits. We have college football on the horizon. Actually, it already started. If you watched that, Iowa State, Kansas State the other day, and then in a mud bowl, sliding away, the whole thing. It was awful.
Yeah, that was a very interesting game. I also found somebody posted a picture of the stadium and how close like actual houses are to the stadium. They're basically 10 feet away. It's like a whole basketball hoop away from the stadium.
Pretty interesting. We have a lot going on here, including Pitt Duquesne to open the season. Who would have ever thought that? Bill Belichick in the ACC, and do or die for James Franklin. He seems to have the coaching staff in place. You know, he's complained before about, you know, how much help his program is getting from its own university in the form of facilities. And I would imagine in the past he's been talking about monies for assisting coaches. It's been kind of nebulous, but he's made that claim before, is we have to make the total commitment. I don't think anybody can say that Penn State hasn't made the total commitment by now.
Not at all.
They've made it. They may have the highest paid assistant coach in history here as their defensive coordinator. And it's time. It would appear that if you can't win with this group, you seem to have the quarterback in place. You have tons of talent everywhere on the field. Every single person I've seen picking college football has picked them to not only make the playoff, but just about everybody says in the top four in the playoff, it's time for James Franklin. Does that mean that if he doesn't at least get to the championship game, he's fired? Do you think?
I think that's what some fans will want. That's not ultimately what Penn State will do, no.
How do you know?
James Franklin is untouchable unless this thing completely, unless they don't make the playoffs. And then I think that it could be a realistic
conversation. So he gets there and wins one home game against SMU again and then gets blown out. He's safe?
I think so, yeah.
What?
There is.
No, that's wrong. I completely disagree.
I agree on the fact that it shouldn't be the case, but they are very confident in James Franklin. Should they be? I don't think so. But internally, there's a lot of Franklin.
How do you know they're that? How do you know that?
I cover Penn State stuff. I'm up there a lot.
Okay. So they go to the playoff, and you're saying the only way he gets fired is if they miss the playoff?
I'm not reporting anything, but I think that that would probably be the most likely thing, yeah.
So they go to the playoff. Let's say they get a home game early, and they're a 13-point favorite, and they get blown out at home. He's safe?
You're saying if they go to the playoffs and they win absolutely no games?
Yeah, get blown out at home as a heavy favorite.
I still don't think he's going anywhere. I don't.
I disagree heavily with that. And I think from the fan base anyway, the sentiment will be, even if he gets as far as he did last year and loses a good game again, he may be gone. And I'm not so sure I would disagree with that. How far do you think they get?
To the national championship.
Against?
I'm not willing to say that they're going to win it right now, but I do think that they're going to get to the national championship, and your friend Limits will have very few dollars left in his pocket traveling around to watch all the games.
How many games will they have to win it all?
They would need four. Well, I mean, it depends on if they have a first-round bye or not.
They might need to win five.
Last year, it needed to be four. They won the SMU game. They beat Boise. They lost to Notre Dame, and then they would have gone to the national championship.
Yeah, so four maximum, I guess, right?
Yeah, three with a bye.
Yeah, I think if he doesn't get it done this year, you really have to ask at Penn State, then when is it going to happen? I mean, it's one thing if you get to the championship and you lose a great game, you know, because you're obviously playing a great team. It's Penn State, Penn State, Ohio State, or Penn State, Alabama.
Yeah, Georgia, Clemson.
Clemson, and they lose, you know, 30-28. That's a great year, right? Maybe even getting back to where they got last year in the semis would be considered a pretty darn good year. Except they shouldn't have lost to Notre Dame because they were the better team. So I guess it depends on how it plays out. But limits, anything short of that, I think they're going to move on. And one guy that people are talking about, and I can't remember the author of this story, but I just saw the story today, is Joe Brady, offensive coordinator for the Buffalo Bills. And he's someone who's going to be in high demand, 35 years old. And Penn State may look at him as someone who can finish the job up there. He was a grad assistant, I believe, under Franklin way back in 15-16 and has become a pretty hot commodity. If they flame out early in the playoff, like the hard part to determine would be if they advance and win a couple games again and are competitive in the semis and lose, then I think it'll be questionable. If they flame out in game one or get blown out of a playoff game early, I think James Franklin is done. I'm shocked to hear that you don't agree.
Then they should move on. I would move on if it was me making the decision. I just don't think that they will. And Joe, from like a Penn State fan perspective,
yeah,
it's national championship or bust for everyone. If you go to the game and you don't win it, it is a failed season.
Well, that's ignorant.
It's not.
You don't think it's ignorant?
Not at all.
No, if they get to the national championship game and play Clemson into overtime and lose, it's a failed season?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Because everybody that you return, expectations is the number two seed. This is basically being hyped up there as the year. And if not now, there's a good chance it's not going to happen for a long time.
Well, I think if not now is getting to the championship game, is being one of the final two and being competitive there. I mean, that would be a hell of a thing to get there and lose, like I said, in overtime to Clemson or Georgia or something and have people, they would want him fired then?
I don't think they'd want him fired.
Well, if it's a failed season, why wouldn't they?
It would still be a failed year because the ultimate goal is to win a national championship.
Sure.
And this year, based on talent, expectations, coaching staff, and opportunity, there's been no better blueprint than right now.
Yeah,
going back to
that.
Like 94, 97.
I agree. Yeah, it's a wildly talented team. And a lot of it is going to depend on Drew Aller's progress. And he made the play that lost them the game last year, late in the game. Did you agree with Franklin trying to be aggressive and go for the winning score on that possession?
I did. Because, you know, their running game...
Notre Dame had three timeouts left, did they not?
They did. Penn State also had timeouts in their back pocket as well. If you have one big play on that first possession, they had... So this is how it started off. Singleton had a 12-yard run. And I think that's what really set the tone for that drive, where it's, okay, you're backed up on your own end, but you already got a first down. You were able to advance 12 yards. If Aller can make a big play to Warren over the middle of the field, do it. If not, throw it out of bounds. Let's play for overtime. So I was okay being aggressive at that standpoint to try to get a field goal. Ryan Barker can make a 50-yarder. I was fine with it. Ultimately, the result was just horrendous.
So I agree with Wes Durham we had on from ACC Network, and I think most people do, that there's tons of teams that could win it this year. Tons of them. I mentioned earlier Ohio State is going to be really good again. Really good. They might have the best defense. They might have the best receiving core. They probably have the best player in all of college football. They have a great coach who I think the criticism of him has just been insane when you look at Ryan Day's all-time record, including at home, where he's 28-1, and he's got Texas and Penn State coming to Columbus. They're going to be in the playoff. Now, they have a new quarterback. I get it. They lost Jim Knowles, their defensive coordinator, too, and they lost him to Penn State. Penn State made a big outlay there in terms of what they're paying him. But it's not like they settled for, you know, a total unknown or some scrub with their new defensive coordinator. You can laugh at Matt Patricia from his Lions tenure as a head coach. You can also laugh at the pencil in the ear or above the ear. Imagine if he had a pencil in his ear during games limits.
Look a little strange.
But he's a hell of a defensive coordinator, and I found it really interesting that Ryan Day explored the question that I would be asking if I was interviewing Matt Patricia, and that is, how much did he really have to do with those three Super Bowl winning defenses where he was the coordinator, and how much of it was Belichick? And Ryan Day, who's a very sharp guy and a very good coach, came to the conclusion that Patricia had a lot of free reign with that defense. That was his defense in a lot of ways. At least that's what he determined. So I don't know that you're settling, you know, when you bring in a three-time Super Bowl winning defensive coordinator who's still fairly young as your new guy. And I don't know that you're settling. You know, you never will in a place like Ohio State with a five-star quarterback like Julian Sayin. I'm just saying limits.
Say it ain't so. I will not go.
I still think Ohio State's going to be pretty damn good. You disagree?
Yeah, I do not. No, they're going to make the playoff. I will be very, very fascinated to see how the game against Texas goes, though, to set the tone.
Me too.
Because, you know, Will Howard started off really slow for them.
That's quite a place for little Arch Manning to start. I'll say that.
Yeah.
If he comes out and he shreds them and has a great game, wow.
Then it'll be, wow. Oh, boy. The Cleveland Browns will look at that and say, we are tanking, everyone. We're getting that guy.
I don't think they can help but to tank, right? Even if they don't want to tank, they're going to wind up tanking.
They might publicly say we're tanking for that guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Ryan Day, 28-1 at home, and then you have Oregon, who, yeah, they lost their quarterback. They lost some other good players. They went wild in the transfer portal. I think they're said to have, you know, the best transfer class of all. And they're going to be good. limits. You don't think so?
I do think so. Because they dump that Phil Knight Nike money into Oregon every single year, and they got a really good program. I'm fascinated. That's the whiteout this year.
Yeah.
I'm very fascinated to see how Oregon looks, because last year, number one team in the country, in great offense. That's where Derek Harmon came from, too. They'll be good again. Top 10 team all year.
I can't wait to watch that. And then we have, you know, bigger national storylines that well, like this one. How much each position costs on the field. Have you ever seen this list, Limits?
No.
This was put out by ESPN, and while they don't have exact figures like we do in the NFL, they interviewed college GMs, and yes, there is such a thing all over the place now. We know that. Agents and the like, coaches, things like that, to try to get a handle on what these people are making. I'm going to let you guess at each position. How much does the average quarterback, maybe a little better than average, but how much do quarterbacks, decent ones, generally make these days in college?
I'm going to say about around $1.5 million.
I was going to say wrong, but you're exactly right. Oh, limitless
wonder. $1.5 million.
About $1 million to $2 million, it says. The best ones make $3 million. Now, some of them, like Arch Manning, it says, and Florida's DJ Lagway, earn so much for major brand deals that as it says here, they don't have to dip into their school's revenue share or collective funds as much, right?
Right.
That can go other places. But as an SEC GM tells ESPN, the great ones are making $3 million.
That's what Aller's making this year. On3 reported that last week.
Man, he better be worth that.
Uh-huh. Got to take that step up.
You might get me to change my mind on Penn State as win the national championship or bust when you have a $3 million quarterback. He better be worth that.
Then the offensive coordinator was going to take the West Virginia job, but ultimately decided to stay as well. Like, they have all the pieces this year.
How much does a good running back cost, Limits? Wrong.
Probably around $500,000.
Oh, my God. Did you read this?
I'm not kidding.
Yes, you did. You have it up in front of you.
I do not. You can come in here and look.
Between $300,000 and $700,000, which is $500,000 on the
I'm getting in the middle. I'm not getting, like, the ranges, I guess.
No, you are. It costs, on average, about $500,000. The one agent tells ESPN, anything below $750,000 for a starting running back at a serious program would be disrespectful. How about that? How much does an average or a good wide receiver make, Limits?
I'm going to say in between $500,000 to $1 million.
Why don't you just say $1 to $10 million, Limits? I mean, give me a better figure than that.
Since I said $500,000, I'm going to say $750,000.
Very good
receivers.
Again, between $400,000 and $800,000. Ohio State's Jeremiah Smith is a generational talent who's worth more than $1 million.
No, he's got to be getting two. He's got to be getting two at least.
So, a Big Ten staffer tells ESPN that starting wideouts who aren't number one receivers should be in the $250,000 to $400,000 range. Can you imagine as a number two receiver? Like, wait, what? Look up Google minimum salary in the NFL, if you would. So a number two receiver, a good one in college, can make upwards of $400,000? That's unbelievable to me, and that's also how much a good tight end makes. Tight end, not a hugely paid number, but they can go for as high as $800,000 for the very best, but it's more or less between $200,000 and $400,000. What do you got there?
Minimum salary in the NFL is $840,000 for players with 0 to 2 years of service.
Wow. So a college running back could certainly, and a college wide receiver could make as much as the NFL minimum. How about a good offensive tackle, Limits? Wrong.
Maybe $100,000.
$100,000? You were right on the money until this. The guy protecting your quarterback's blind side?
Well, we're not specifying left or right tackle, right?
Either one. What if you have a left-handed quarterback?
Then I would imagine that specific tackle is going to make more money.
How much? Wrong.
All right, maybe $200,000.
No.
Am I way underestimating this?
Yeah, $500,000 to $1 million.
Wow.
Yeah. Agents say recruiting battles for quality offensive tackles easily get up to 800,000 and can go all the way to 1.2 million.
This has gotten out of hand. I mean, I'm happy for the players.
Why do you care, though? That's my question. I don't. Do you care when you, when people say it's out of hand? Like I said earlier, and I'm sure a lot of people agree with you. I might even agree with you. But who cares? Coaching salaries have gone up like 340% in college football.
I think the thing for people...
So why do we care that they're finally getting paid and that they're getting paid exorbitant sums of money? If anything, it might be good for the game for people who love college football. And by the way, one reason people are picking Penn State a lot this year is because some of their players stuck around. Now, they may have been low-round picks, some of them, but still... I would imagine they wouldn't have stuck around if they couldn't make $400,000, right?
I think the thing that's tough for people is it went from the players are getting paid no money in quotes, who knows what was going on behind the scenes, to now these big sums of $3 million. Or Bo Prabula got $1.5 million, Penn State's backup, to go to Missouri.
Yeah.
And now he's not even like the starter. Both quarterbacks are going to play for Missouri in their first game.
But again, this is just my personal opinion, and I think it'll be borne out in the TV ratings for Texas, Ohio State, and the Monday night game with TCU against Belichick and LSU. I don't care. I really don't. Players deserved to be paid all along, and now they're making tons of money. There's obviously tons of money to pay them, or they wouldn't be getting paid. That's how markets work. So this guy, Chris Branch, and I love his stuff, actually. I get this every morning in my email, writes The Pulse for The Athletic. You know, what's happening on this day in sports? And he talks about, as we head into officially week one of the college football season, the strange reality of college football in 2025. And he says, I'm not trying to say the sport is ruined, but the pace at which it has changed, and more importantly, how the money has exploded, is jarring. According to our in-depth reporting, he says, athletic department revenues grew 212% from 05 to 23. Expenses grew 210%. Coaching salaries rose 370%. So it seems to me there's enough money to pay these people. Why not the players? And again, I don't give a crap. I'm going to be tuning in to Texas, Ohio State, and I don't care how much money Ohio State's receivers make. I'm tuning in to watch the game. I don't care how much the coaches make. I don't care about any of that. But again, maybe that's just me. Maybe people are very concerned and they think, like this guy says, I'm not going to say the sport is ruined. Ruined? It's flourishing, college football.
I agree. Like, I'll spin this way. The only way that I would care if I was a fan is, hey, can Pitt be able to spend that type of money and have that type of money to compete with the Clemsons and the Miamis of the world?
Let me ask you a question. Was Pitt competing with the Clemsons and Miamis of the world anyway for the last 40 years?
No, but I feel like the gap can become much larger.
How much larger? Pitt's never going to be in a playoff, and those teams always are.
You don't think that Pitt can make the 12-team playoff?
I mean, maybe they could once. How many times would they have made it in the last 40 years? Once, right? With Kenny Pickett?
They would have made it in that Kenny Pickett year and... That might be it.
So how much wider can the gap possibly be? Plus, schools were already paying people under the table anyway.
So you don't think that the NIL, unless there's more regulations put on it, and maybe there is regulations put on it with this $20 million
maybe,
revenue sharing?
And I wouldn't mind that. I wouldn't mind if there was a salary cap type of thing. It's not foremost on my list of concerns, but I wouldn't mind if there was.
No, I'm fine with the players getting paid for this. Like, especially because college football is becoming more and more like the NFL, they're entitled to the compensation.
But to me, the fact of the matter is, it was already the haves and have-nots in college football. You can predict, like the digits on this clock above me, who was going to be in the playoff every year. 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, and today.
I heard Colin Cowherd make a really good analogy to this. It's like being invited to a party. Like, now Boise State gets in.
Yeah.
Now, like, Indiana gets into the party. They feel like they're a part of the party, But the popular people and the rich folks, like the Ohio States and the Texases of the world, they're the ones that are still running the event.
Yeah, and you know, they're the main figures. And they would have been anyway. And I would even argue that some people, if some schools, if they have the benefit of really a few really rich people, some of the have-nots can sneak back in here. I'll give you an example.
SMU?
SMU.
Was that your example?
Yes, it was.
Yep.
So, hey, man, that's kind of the American way. Pay up. Now, should there be some guardrails? Yeah, maybe, and I'm sure there will be at some point. But in the meantime, it's the wild, wild west, and the result is the same as it was before it was the wild, wild west, and that is the same schools are there at the end. So I don't see a big difference. And again, it'll be the last thing on my mind as I'm watching Arch Manning in Columbus against Ohio State and Matt Patricia's defense with the pencil in his ear. I'm going to be fascinated. It's going to be great theater, and I don't give a crap what Arch Manning or anybody on Ohio State's making. I really, truly don't. I'm going to enjoy the game and many others. How do you think Belichick fares this season, Limits?
I think they'll probably be around a 7-8 win team.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think they're going to win that Clemson game. They're going to have a surprise.
Oh, my God, no.
No. They're going to have
Can
a surprise.
Can you imagine if
loss.
He does? I want him to develop rivalries with people like Dabo. It's really unfortunate that North Carolina isn't playing Pitt. Am I right about that this year, or are they?
No, they're not.
So you know Narduzzi would have piped up and said something.
Oh, yeah.
And it would have been glorious, maybe about the Patriots cheating, and we would have had a nice little rivalry brewing there. I think I think that might be the biggest story in college football. I mean, every time I see a photo of the guy, I'm like, are you kidding me? Bill Belichick coaches North Carolina? Limits, 5 years ago, maybe, was he in a Super Bowl? 5 years ago?
Yeah.
6 years ago, he was in a Super Bowl, and he's arguably, and maybe not even arguably, the greatest coach in NFL history. And he's still very capable of coaching in the NFL, but nobody wants him anymore because of how much power it's perceived that he wants once he takes over an NFL program. So he's going to be coaching against TCU. Do you think Jamie Dixon travels out to that game? Do you think he calls a timeout with one of the TCU players running for a touchdown?
Wouldn't you like to see Jamie just up in the booth, chopping it up with other boosters and alumni from Carolina? Him
that.
And Michael Jordan are hanging out in the suite watching the game.
I would love to see Jamie there. I'd love to see him on their sidelines and then jumping onto the field to enact different defensive plays as the TCU players are on defense. It would be tremendous.
Now, what do you think it will end up being the bigger story, the height of their powers? And I think I know which one you're going to pick, but I wonder by how much. Last year with Dion, Colorado, and Shedeur Sanders and the circus around that, or Belichick and the circus at North Carolina?
Well, It would be hard to top the circus around Dion from last
right.
year. But if Jordan, what's her last name?
Jordan Hudson.
If she gets majorly involved here, and they seem to have wanted to phase her out a little bit, although that documentary's still coming, I think, that's going to be a mess.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
game day, or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
He was the limitless wonder.
I love you. I love you.
They call them trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
You idiot.
It was a joke.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same things.
Shall I call you Ron? Dr. Dick? What should we go with
here? You can call me Ron.
Now you're insulting my intelligence.
No, I'm insulting your integrity.
I'll get you every time.
Yeah, I do like that last one. I thought of that very quick in the moment.
You did, and I applaud you for that.
By the way, the lead item on this, well, no, you know what? We'll save it, was what happened with Pompiani's first pitch the other night. We'll save that for 140, okay, Limits?
All right, let's do it.
Please, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Joe. The Limitless Express today led off by something that I think you're very high on, Joe.
Yeah.
The Philadelphia Eagles
yes.
trading with the Vikings quarterback Sam Howell. Plus, a 2026 sixth-round pick goes to Philly for a fifth and a seventh in next year's draft.
I have said, along with my friend Jason Bumbliss, the basketball coach, boys basketball coach at Beaver High School, we're both big fans of Sam Howell, and I have said for a while, although not in a while, that I thought he was a guy the Steelers should look into. I have said that. I think he's good. I think he was on a bad Washington team a couple of years ago and threw for 4,000 yards and 21 touchdowns as a 22-year-old. Sorry, I think the guy can play. And now, and he also threw for 21 interceptions, I get that, but it was his first year on a bad team. Now I see the smartest team, the smartest GM in all of football has traded for Sam Howell. And you know what, Limits? I feel like myself and Jason Bumbliss are redeemed here, that we're justified in our thinking. I actually think this kid can be a pretty good NFL quarterback. I think he can be Baker Mayfield. I do.
Oh, so you're saying starter.
Eventually, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I do. Not in Philly, because I'm a huge Jalen Hurts fan. But the fact that they went out and got him is very, very interesting to me.
Do you find it interesting, though, that Sam Howell has also been on now three teams in 3 years? Does that give you any pause or concern?
No, because one of them was dysfunctional at the time. That was Washington. And one was Seattle. And who cares what they do? They're the Steelers of the West. They're just sort of there.
But if the Vikings are trading him and they have a really good offensive mind and Kevin O'Connell as well, why wouldn't Minnesota decide to keep him when they have J.J. McCarthy, who is still unproven?
I don't know. Ask the Eagles. They have the smartest GM in the whole game. Don't they?
Yeah, Howie Roseman's number one. And look, I think Howell has really good arm talent. He can make decent decisions despite those interceptions. I just think he's kind of an average level backup. He's a good backup for, you know, the right scheme and the right situation. I don't know if I'm ready to go as far as you and
Well,
you
don't think the Vikings are very smart because you don't even like J.J. McCarthy. You think he stinks, and now they bring in Carson Wentz to be their backup. Why are you defending them?
Well, no, I just threw out the idea of if he is so good, why would he be traded from Minnesota?
If Minnesota is so smart, why do they have J.J. McCarthy, in your opinion?
I'm not a McCarthy believer, but I am a believer in the coach. I'm a Kevin O'Connell believer.
Well, he's put all his stock into J.J. McCarthy.
Does he have much of a choice? That's what the GM gave him.
Oh, all right. So the Eagles now, they were going to go with Tanner McKee. Sam Howell will displace him, and at some point, Sam Howell will be a starter in the NFL. You mark my words, oh limitless wonder.
I'll write it down.
Okay.
I'll have it saved in the ether.
But look at this. Look at this roster. Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley, Lane Johnson, Landon Dickerson, Jordan Mulata, Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown. Are you kidding me with this team? And then everybody, well, that's building a straw man. I won't say that. Some are worried about their defense that they lost players. Everybody loses players. Last I checked, they have 18 defensive linemen, including Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith, Zach Bond at linebacker. And then I'm sure people will worry about their secondary, but they have Cooper DeJean. They've Quinyon Mitchell. They have all kinds of guys. Blankenship, that's the best roster in the league.
Agreed. They're loaded.
They're loaded.
Baltimore's not that far away from them, though. Baltimore's roster has players everywhere.
I might agree with you there, Limits. How about Denver? Why don't you like them? Because you don't like Bo Nix.
I didn't say I did not like
them.
Yes,
you did.
No, I did not. Why did I say that?
I'm sorry you didn't.
I think their defense is good. They led the league in sacks for a reason. They had the defensive player of the year in Pat Surtain. They do a really nice job, and as Denver always has on the defensive side of the ball, but they're getting better offensively. Like, Bo Nix, I don't think he's a bum. I think he's a decent player. I want to see another year from him. I want to see another step.
I'm sure he'll thank you for not thinking he's a bum. After the first 2 weeks of the season, he had 29 touchdowns and six picks.
Some people are ranking Bo Nix as like the 15th, 16th best quarterback in the NFL.
That's their problem. That's their problem. You speak of Bo, do you think he's on par with Jaden Daniels? Because they had very similar numbers.
No, Jaden Daniels is better than Bo Nix. The eye test proves that.
Oh, the eye test, okay.
We talk about the eye test with the T.J. Watt, Myles Garrett thing.
The eye test for Bo Nix told me he ran for, what, 400 yards and threw 29 touchdowns as a rookie who was thrown into it.
The eye test says Jaden Daniels went to the NFC Championship game and almost went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he did. And Bo Nix took the Broncos to the playoffs.
The Commanders won five games the year before Jaden Daniels got there.
How many did Denver win?
Then why didn't Bo Nix go to the AFC Championship game?
Because he had to start in Buffalo. That's why, against Josh Allen.
Jaden Daniels had to play the number one team in the Detroit Lions and won there and put up 40-plus points.
The quasi-Detroit Lions with about 17 injuries on defense.
They still won that game against Minnesota.
Yeah, a team that you don't like. Yes.
A team that I don't like. They won 14 games last year.
Do you want to compare stats with Bo Nix and Daniels?
Sure.
Okay.
I would also like to compare playoff wins.
Okay, playoff wins.
Jaden Daniels has two.
All right. Yeah, they started in Buffalo. I think that's a little different than any of the teams you're talking about, except when they went to Philly and lost.
You don't think that the win against the Lions means anything?
It's a good win.
Putting up 40-plus, like...
It's a good win. Yeah.
It's a hard place to play in.
Yeah, right, against half their defense, for sure.
They hadn't lost a home game in 2 years.
Yeah, not like going... They had just lost earlier, like 2 weeks earlier, had they not?
At home? I might be wrong on that. But.
Bo Nix, 29 touchdowns, 12 picks. He ran for 430 yards and four touchdowns. And the best you can say is, I don't think he's a bum.
Said I think he's a good quarterback.
No, you said average. Anyway, we'll see. We'll see how good Denver is. What completion percentage did he have last year? 66.3? Not bad. His rating was 93.3. I think he's pretty good. I think they're pretty good. I also think Jaden Daniels is really good, too. But I thought by the end of the season was actually a legitimate vote for Rookie of the Year. That's not based on playoffs, either. Anyway, what's next?
All right, Joe, let's move along to what Wes Durham had to say on Eli Holstein or Bill Belichick. You take the honors. You take the pick. What would you like to hear?
On Eli Holstein, or I want to hear Belichick in the build-up to the TCU-North Carolina game.
Here it is.
Fascinating. And I will tell you this, having kind of grown up around that program with my dad doing the games, Joe.
Yeah.
I was there a week or change ago for the road show we did for ACC Network. And Carolina football has never been discussed more in a 6 or 7 month period than it has since Ben Belichick's been hired, since Belichick was brought on. I mean, it's just not even possible. And it's been since post-World War II when they had Charlie Choo-Choo Justice as a running back.
Choo-choo
and
justice.
And he was back-to-back, spent consecutive years as a runner-up to the Heisman Trophy. Mm. And I'll say this, that was my dad's childhood hero growing up.
Wow.
And choo-choo justice never had this. I mean, now the way we do all this, it's over the top. There are people going to go to Chapel Hill for Monday night, Bob, and they're going just because they want to be a part of it. They're not even got tickets to the game. They don't know how the hell they're going to get in if they even wanted to try.
Man, I can't wait for that game, Limits. How about you? You're going to be watching?
Me too. I'm going to be watching. I'll be fascinated by how Belichick does in the first performance. It's going to be very interesting to see how he adapts to the college game, which is becoming more like the NFL. But, man, this is not a blue blood like you talked about. This is North Carolina, a team that's been decent with Mac Brown. What do they become now?
Interesting. I'll say that much. One more. Why don't we go with?
All right. I want your thoughts on ultimately what you think of the Dolphins releasing Mike Hilton at corner, and if you think the Steelers should even consider bringing him back in.
Well, let's take a look at Mike Hilton here before I register an opinion. I'll say this much. Mike Hilton is a guy they shouldn't have gotten rid of or let go of. They should have matched what the Bengals were paying a few years back. It wasn't exorbitant. He was an important player for them. He was a great blitzer, pretty average in coverage. I'll admit that. But overall, I thought a good player that they didn't adequately replace. However, since then, Limits, he's gotten a little bit older. Is he 30 now? I think he turned 30 already and isn't the same player. So, no, I wouldn't be all that interested in getting him. He was a guy who made things happen, and last year he made absolutely nothing happen. No sacks, no forced fumbles, no fumble recoveries, one interception. I think that Mike Hilton is on the downside of his career, so I would say no to that. How about you?
I would not bring him in, no. He's 31. They've revamped the corner room enough. I actually think that Echols might be a solid player for them. I just don't know where Hilton would fit.
You remember Liddell Echols? Former Washington Wizard. Maybe they were the Washington Bullets now.
No.
Explosive scorer, Limits.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.